News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
$2 billion will be spent to rehabilitate and improve 26 facilities under the Kingston Metropolitan Area Water Supply Improvement Program being implemented by the National Water Commission, the NWC. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the Inter-American Development Bank IDB-funded project will benefit communities in Kingston and St. Andrew.
Under this IDB-funded KMA Water Supply Improvement Program, water supply facilities in the corporate area that are inefficient and are unable to meet growing demand will be rehabilitated and improved. All constituencies in Kingston and St. Andrew will benefit. Another big project underway.
The Water Supply Improvement Project is in keeping with the NWC's targets and the nation's Vision 2030 National Development Goals. The National Works Agency, the NWA, has been allocated $50 million to implement mitigation measures for the 2014 hurricane season, which runs from June 1 to November 30. NWA Communications Manager Stephen Shaw says $20 million of the amount will be spent in southeastern parishes, namely St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Thomas.
In the south, which is Clarendon, Manchester, St. Elizabeth, we're spending $10 million. So too in the northeast, St. Mary, Portland, St. Anne, and in the west, Hanover, Trelawney, St. James and Westmoreland.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the launch of Disaster Preparedness Month at the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM. Cabinet has signed off on the terms of reference for the recently announced Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET. Appointment letters have also been issued to members of the team. The ESET will lead and manage the procurement process for additional baseload electricity generation capacity and related facilities. This in an effort to achieve significantly reduced electricity costs for consumers while ensuring diversification in the fuel supply mix. The scope of work for ESET includes the implementation of a comprehensive program to replace baseload generation with more efficient plants by utilizing lower-cost fuel. The team will advise the Energy Minister on the terms of the licenses to be issued and review the current policy for the procurement of additional generation capacity to the national grid. The enterprise team will also recommend policy changes which it considers necessary to achieve procurement process consistent with best practices and which can secure a suitable future solution. The Office of the Children's Registry, the OCR, has instituted a Call Me Message initiative to facilitate persons without credit who wish to make reports on child abuse. Registrar at the OCR, Greg Smith, says once the messages are sent, a representative from the registry will respond. The numbers to send the Call Me Message to are 878-2882 or 822-7031.
You can send Please Call Me to the registry. I've mandated my staff that you must return that Please Call Me because persons willing to make report, but what, they don't have any credit, so we have to find creative ways in helping and protecting our children.
Mr. Smith was speaking at a GIS think tank session. He's reminding persons to refrain from making false reports as this is against the law. In the meantime, a local newspaper has granted the OCR a weekly free paid spread in its Tuesday issue. This will be used to highlight the efforts of the Ananda Alert system and will feature pictures of missing children across the island and those safely returned home.
And we do encourage other partners to hold our hands, help us, because the financial resources will not always and will never be adequate to carry out our task.
Registrar at the OCR, Greg Smith, says this move by the newspaper will boost initiatives to provide information to assist the safe return of missing children. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.